Potter, recently crowned Division 2 champions. A lot being made about the commitment to the game now. We usually allowed to have a wee night out and a bit of bonding.
No, we actually, you know, we just kind of came home in the bus with a bit of bond, just having the crack more than anything, just with a couple of bottles of water. That there was about it. So
I thought there might have been a couple of beers, but no, I get it.
It's just, I suppose, the short turnaround. Yes, you know, you want to put your best foot forward. So it was just such a short turnaround. We wanted to give ourselves the best possible opportunity to recover from the game and try and be ready for 2 weeks' time, because we know, just, you know, it just rolls around so quick now that, you know, you have to kind of take every week as it comes.
But are people very interested in that professionalism side of the game, in terms of, you know, is there enough enjoyment for you? Or is it just now the mindset's completely changed? This is the way it is. The buzz is playing and training. And, you know, anything like that has to be kind of near enough the end of the season.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I wouldn't be playing if I didn't enjoy it, and that's the truth. Do you know what I mean? And you enjoy, obviously, going out to play games, but you also enjoy trying to put a wee bit of smile on Donegal fans' faces. Do you know what I mean? You see the kids, do you know, running around their jerseys. You know, I even see it in school there. The kids want to talk about football. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was young a couple of years ago when I was the same. So that's what you enjoy. Do you know what I mean? You enjoy nearly trying to, you'd hope maybe some young fella or young girl, you know, sees you running out and they want to do the same thing. So that's what the enjoyment comes from, you know, and you're willing to put in that commitment for that cause.
Yeah, and Sissy, you've given the county a huge lift. Funny you just mentioned, I'd seen Kieran Moore at St Union's wee camp there during the week, and of course new and the Donegal team, you know, surrounded by kids saying in jerseys. It's a lovely thing, as you said, that impact to someone to do that, to light up that occasion.
That's it, do you know what I mean? And it's brilliant for the young kids, even of St Union's, to go see him play in Croke Park last week, or even if they're going to watch him in O'Donnell Park playing for St Union's, you know what I mean? Like, that's what it's all about. That's, in essence, what the GAA is about. You know, I was a young kid going and watching St Aul's games, being like, I couldn't wait to play senior for St Aul's, and I was going to Donegal games. I was younger, saying, I can't wait to try and play for Donegal. So that's just, it's just a vicious real circle, and the people are in them positions to showcase their talents are doing that with a mind, obviously, to try and perform and try and win, but they're also doing with a mind of what's coming behind them to try and help them.
Yeah, of course, you had injury trouble last year, Potter, back in this year. Has there been a mantra going out through the league that there's some, if we play our top game, we're going to win the match? You obviously had that brilliant man of the match against Kildare, we hit the 5 points. Is that feeling that everyone now is getting up to a level, you know, that's injury free in terms of being at their best?
Yeah, well, we're just trying to tick all the boxes, necessarily boxes, you know, that are for our performance, to try and get us better. Do you know what I mean? We're a relatively new team now under new management from the start of the year, so each game we're looking to build on, just to try and get that wee bit better, that wee bit more understanding of each other, and try and, you know, just build that wee bit of a cohesive bond. And you can see it through the National League. Some days it goes up, some days it goes down, some days it might kind of plateau, but that's what the National League is, and you end up finding out an awful lot about yourself and about your squad and your team through the National League. So I suppose that's the beauty of the competition in a way, but we're just trying to kind of like build week on week.
Yeah, and just looking ahead to Derry, but a lot was made, I suppose, of the League 2 final. Our game took a wee while to get going. We did what we had to do. We won the match. In terms of Derry Dublin, did a lot of people reckon that the pace went up in the game a lot? Is that just people reading into a different scenario or a different type of game in terms of Division 1 versus Division 2?
I would say just that's the way their game unfolded. Do you know, they're two teams that like to move the ball quick. Do you know what I mean? Derry move the ball at really good pace and their attack really well. Do you know what I mean? They're pushing now. Do you know what I mean? They're maybe 4 or 5 years in the road with that team. They're pushing hard. And they're doing a really good job of it. Do you know what I mean? They went into Croke Park last week and they really did go for it. You could see it in them, do you know? And as a neutral, even to sit back, it was a great game to watch, but they're really pushing hard and they're doing a really good job of it at the moment.
Yeah, and come down to the drama of penalties. You've got a penalty in your locker if needed later on in the summer.
Well, we'll see about that there, but do you know, like, you can never begrudge anyone for hitting a penalty, can you?
Yeah.
Do you know? I think that just added to the brilliant spectacle. Which made it a great day out, I suppose, for any neutrals that went or any Derry supporters were there. But they deserve to be in that position and probably could have the game won before that.
And just last question, Matt. Obviously, Derry and I are being up there now. They're saying top three teams in Ireland. You know, the genuine All-Ireland contenders. We're going into their backyard. In many ways, you know, is that what you relish as a footballer? You know, going and taking on this challenge. And, you know, hopefully we have as many of our players available. But whatever it is, an injury is an injury. But certainly for you, you know, brilliant challenge. That's where you want to be.
That's it. You know, we're under no illusion that we know what we're going into. and we know where we're going into. But I suppose any day, I suppose we spoke earlier about the Ulster Championship, you just don't know what you're going to get. That sometimes it throws up complete curveballs. Do you know, and we just want to go in and give a performance that'll leave the Donegal fans happy going out. Do you know what I mean? And if we do that, hopefully it might put us on the right side of the result.